Hello and welcome to episode 114 of Behind the Journey. On this show, I talk about the extension to lockdown. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode. I had last week off. The reason I had last week off is pretty simple. I was frustrated. I was genuinely really, really frustrated. I was frustrated because the rumors that were coming out from the press, which I know I shouldn't read, were saying that this lockdown thing was going to be extended. They were saying that, you know, anything you've got planned, pretty much can it off. And I had so much planned with my friends and my loved ones that it was really disappointing to me at a grand scale that I wasn't being able to go out and do the things I really wanted to do. I wasn't able to do the things that we were told we could do. Now, if many of you have been listening to this podcast for some time, you'll know that I've been very, very supportive of the government in their handling, the freebies they've handed out, the support they've had for the commercial sector. But I can't help but think after 15 months of this now, we have to draw a line in the sand. We have to realize that we cannot go on the same way we are right now. The level of debt, the level of inflation, these statistics right now that are coming out of the Bank of England and central government are more concerning than ever before. 10% increases in house prices. They're telling us there's a 2% increase in inflation. I can tell you now that is bullshit. They are doing select inflation measurement, which basically means they're choosing the low inflation baskets to be able to warrant this, to try and prove that inflation is lower than it actually is. Your inflation rate isn't 2% when you've got inflation of 10% on properties. That just isn't true. It's not factual. And I believe in a situation now that we are trying to run for this zero COVID paradise. Now, I'm no expert. I'm no virologist. I'm no doctor, right? I just like to think that I'm a pretty much straight down the line business guy that says how I feel and discusses the topics that I believe are on my mind at that period of time. Because of that, yeah, maybe sometimes I'm incorrect in some of my feelings, but again, they are feelings. When COVID first came around, every single business owner was absolutely shitting bricks. We were all so scared at what was to come. We were really, really, really nervous. The government came in, did an incredible job of saving jobs and saving businesses. They did an amazing job. Some people would say that it was one of the greatest government intervention schemes that the world, literally the world, had ever seen in the UK. It was phenomenal. But those things only make a difference when businesses can get back to normal, when you can go back to your old way of doing things, when you give people a chance to go back and innovate. What we are doing right now, 15 months of lockdown, is we are potentially destroying more businesses than I understand. The reason I say this, I'm saying this from a really privileged position, and I'm not denying the fact that my businesses have done incredibly well in lockdown. Many of my friends' businesses have done incredibly well in lockdown because we are naturally a digital first friendship group. But I also have friends who run businesses that have been completely shut for 15 months, battered, bruised, borderline bankrupt. And many of you will say, well, the bounce back loan, Pete, the furlough scheme, it wasn't enough for some of these people. I've got friends right now who took out the business bounce back loan and they're about to start repaying the loan, but they haven't even been open yet. They're about to start repaying a loan that was meant for them to bounce back, but they haven't even been open to bounce back. So now you have companies that haven't had debt before it, maybe even had some nice cash reserves and savings, are now going into a position where they are now in debt to a government that is not allowing them to open to make money to pay back the debt they were forced to take out in the first place. And the answer to all of this, the crazy answer to all of this, is to save lives. And I get it, right? We should be saving lives. But the answer I have, and the question I've been asking many people now, and I've been very, very open with this, and I don't mean to, and if any of you have lost anyone to COVID, I'm really, really sorry to say to hear that, right? But the vaccine either works or doesn't work. The vaccine either works or it doesn't work. If it works, we have already vaccinated the vulnerable. We have already vaccinated everybody that wants it above the age of pretty much 30. We are now in the categories of the 20s. you're now vaccinating me, a 28-year-old healthy guy. Now, I may have some underlying health condition that if I get COVID wipes me out, but I am so low down the priority list that they are vaccinating me and we're still in lockdown. We have one of these incredibly forward-thinking vaccination programs in the world. We are far much further ahead than places like America, and they are now opening up like before. Why are we still fully in this lockdown? Now, the thing that many of you may be thinking is, Pete, okay, cool, you're going to go on some weird tangent now. This isn't business. This is absolutely business related, because business is down to people. And people, if they're working for an organization, need to be stimulated, need to be have high morale, can't be bogged down and depressed. And I'm seeing right now in my demographic, the second lockdown was the worst. Do you remember this conversation of, so we've got to do it to save Christmas? But then it was, oh, we just need to get out of the way for Christmas. This lockdown, the second one, had been horrendous. It's been absolutely horrendous. And this is what I think is going to happen. What I think is going to happen is we will be freed July the 19th, because there is no fucking way they can extend this again. We will be freed July the 19th. But the government has now set a precedent. They have now set a precedent, which I believe means we'll go in lockdown again. And I've been told by many people that Pete, don't moan until it happens. But I've got to predict these things, because I'm a business owner in charge and employing numerous different people. I'm in charge of paying their mortgage. I have to look forward. I have to be predicting these things, because if I don't, it's going to dramatically affect me if it becomes a curveball. And all I'm seeing right now is slow, fucking awful governmental control right now that is affecting people's ability to make decisions. You know, you've got small decisions like, oh, I had a holiday booked, it's now I can't go on. Or I had an event that I was going to go with my friend, then being cancelled. But that's the small ones you know about. There are much bigger decisions that are happening right now. There are much bigger decisions that are taking place right now that you do not know about. And this inability for a government to make decisions is affecting those. Small things. Airlines have come out and said, look, we can't even plan anymore, boys. Like, we can't even plan anymore. How can we plan the flights to different areas if you aren't even telling us what you're aiming for? What are we aiming for, Boris? What are we aiming for here? Can somebody give me a report? What are we aiming for? The statistics I know and I care about are this. In Lincoln, on Sunday, there was two suicides. In the UK, on Sunday, there was 3 COVID deaths. 2 suicides in Lincoln. Lincoln. Small place. 3 COVID deaths in the whole UK. We are forgetting the other illnesses, diseases, and causes of death. I don't know. You guys could really turn on me in this. I know this is very split. I'm reading the statistics. Say 70% of people in the UK support a further lockdown. I can't get my head around it anymore, guys. I honestly am completely baffled. I'm sat here now in my flat with a cup of tea thinking, how are people justifying this now? I have been on board the whole time, until last week. I've been on board the whole time until last week. We vaccinated the vulnerable. Does the vaccine work or not? If it doesn't work, let us know. Yeah, I'll be on board with the lockdown if a vaccine doesn't work. But it must work, because they're now vaccinating me. I'm like lower. Surely they'd have figured this out by now. It's not worth vaccinating people, right? So the vaccine must work. If the vaccine works, why are we in lockdown? I am team. We vaccinated the vulnerable. We've looked after people we best we can. We've gone into more debt than any war we've ever been in. Now we have to put the emphasis on individuals to make their own decision. If you're nervous, and I understand there's reason for people to be nervous, I get it. You can do a lockdown. I think you should lockdown yourself if you're nervous. But let's draw a line in the sand and allow people to make their own decisions. Now, if any of you listen to enough of my stuff, you'll understand that I'm open to everyone's opinion. I'm open to everyone's ability to have freedom of speech, freedom of right, freedom of movement. You do your own thing, right? You're your own person. I'm a bit of a libertarian in that sense, right? You do what you want to do. I'm never a fan of these things where it's, you know, what you do is affecting other people. And at this point now, I think we have to draw a line in the sand and say, look, if you want to lock down, you can lock down yourself. If you want to stay at home and be extra safe and cautious, then you stay at home and be extra cautious. But for me, as a 28-year-old who's now lost 2 years of his 20s, and many of the people now who have lost 2 years of their 20s, or 2 years of their 30s or 40s or 50s or whatever, I think the answer is now that we should be able to make our own decision. And that's for numerous different reasons, you know, like recruitment, right? We've been really doing really well the last few weeks. And we're still doing really well, even with this latest announcement. I think business owners are now just thinking, fuck it, you know, Boris, I can't even rely on you now to make a fucking, choose the right weather. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't even fucking know what you're doing anymore. So now they're pushing ahead. But we had a good 8 months of fighting just to get anything in because of this, you know, to-ism and fro-ism and backwards and forwards of government. And I'm really frustrated by it, I'm being honest with you. And I was really, really frustrated about it last week, which is why I didn't do a podcast, because I just would come on here just screaming, basically. But I want you to know my thoughts, right? I want to give you my ins and outs, my thought process about what I'm feeling about right now. And that's my gut feel. That is truthfully my gut feel. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I mean, I understand both sides of the argument. The argument that I believe and understand most is that we're so close to the end, Pete. We're so close to the end. Just one more month, one more push. But I just think the answer to that question is, you know, it's like anything. It's like, you're like a bad gambler, right? It's like, oh, I've only lost a tenner. I'll do another roulette wheel. I might win my money back. There's never, there's always one more push, right? There's always one more go. At some point, you have to draw a line. Now, I believe the government has drawn the line the 19th of July, but only because there has been huge uproar in the latest extension. But I still believe that many people will again say we need to extend again to September and October, and then there'll be no doubt a winter variant and a winter spike, and we'll be told we need to lock down again. And I think there's a lot of people, and it's really bizarre to me. I mean, a lot of my friends said, oh, Pete, I don't know what you're moaning about. I can do most things. And I just turned around and said, look, mate, I'm actually to reevaluate our fucking friendship, because if you honestly believe that we can do most things right now, then you've got a sad life. You've got a sad life. Six people indoors, can't stand up and go to a bar, can only see 30 people outside. I don't know about you, but I like to meet and mingle people and talk to people and enjoy my life. You know, I just, for me, if you are content with this way of life right now, I would reevaluate your life. Genuinely would reevaluate your life. Because I like traveling. I want to go abroad. And I like seeing friends and going out for food and not having to book everywhere because you have to sit down. You know, I like a spur of the moment decision where, you know, two friendship groups that are out can merge together and make 10 and sit down. I was told the other day, last week, I went to a bar with the team. And we went in two groups of six. And was it two or three? I don't know. We went in two groups of six because of the six, rule of six. And we sat in different tables, you know, outside, may I say, which actually is a rule of 30, but I won't even go there. Two groups of six outside. And we were tables next to each other, but there was a big gap, right? We were very much on our own tables. And the guy came across and said, do you two know each other? You groups know each other. And I was like, oh, no, of course you don't. As a joke, because I thought the guy was a fucking normal person. And he said, you're gonna have to sit on opposite ends of the balcony. And I said, oh, why is that? He goes, because you're sitting too close. And I said, but I'm sat closer to this lady I've never met before in my life. I'm sat closer to this guy over here that I've never seen before in my life. Like, I've spent all day with these people, and they are further away than the random people in the thing. You got to sit on the opposite end of the balcony. I was like, why the opposite end of the balcony? He said, because, you know, you're too close. I was like, and he said, it's the rule of six. I said, it's not the rule of six outdoors. It's rule 30 outdoors. He said, no, it's rule of six here. And I was like, we're fucking making the rules up now. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's just so frustrating. It's just so frustrating that you can't even go for a pint after work anymore. You can't even go out for food with your team anymore. You've got to pick and choose which friends you go out with, because you can't choose your whole friendship group anymore. And people are telling me that this is fine. It's not far off, you know, it's not far off. Bullshit. So I'm frustrated. I'm really, really frustrated. I've been very supportive of these policies for the last 15 months. And I think at this point now, we really have to draw a line under this and move on with our lives. Do I think COVID will ever go away? No, I said from pretty much day one as a non-expert that viruses mutate all the time. So I think we'll always have to live with it. And it'll either mutate more strongly and kill people and therefore won't be able to latch on people as much, or it will mutate more gently and therefore it'll speed up and move through a lot faster. That's kind of how, if anyone has done read any blog post on a virus, that's what they do. I just think that this is going to be around forever. And ministers now in the government and doctors are now saying, yeah, we're gonna have to live with COVID forever. So my answer to you, Mr. Minister, if you are already telling me we'll have to live with COVID forever, why are we still in lockdown? Because we might as well to live with it now. And you're telling me that my vaccine that I'm going to have on Tuesday, by the way, you're telling me that this will only give me coverage for a certain period of time. So what, I'm going to have a vaccine every 6 months to make sure that I have coverage for the rest of my life? Like, where are the lines being drawn here? And I feel like as the British public, we've really done well of kind of just continuing and cracking on with this. But really, come on, like, I just feel like at this point now, we need to just dust ourselves down and get on with it. But I feel like that's not the popular thing to do, because Middle England and the older generation are quite happy living in their four-bedroom house with their two kids in the countryside with lots of land. And there's probably a young demographic out there, I'm just talking on behalf of me and my friends, who are living in maybe flats or places in London with no garden by themselves, going fucking depressed. But it's okay, because the middle England and the older generation have their fucking garden, have their retirement actually hasn't been effective. And actually, because it's on a triple lock, it's going to go up 8% their pension because inflation is so fucking high. So I just think that we've got this populist government right now that are just running based on the opinions of people that actually doing fuck all in society anyway. And it's down to the young guys and the people of the working age, probably you guys listening to this podcast, not only to pick up the bill for this, but also just to let your life slip by. And the common answer, I had an answer from someone the other day that said, oh, you know, but they're the older generation, we don't know how long they've got left, we've really got to look after them. You know, it's your duty as a young person to put your life in pause, to look after the elderly. And I get that. I don't want no one to die. But here's my response when people tell me that. Nobody knows how long they've got left. You could be 23 and get hit by a bus tomorrow, and that's the end. And what, you spent 2 years in lockdown? There's a guy that I know really, really well who just died, heart attack. Died about 6 months ago, heart attack. But what an amazing last 12 months he had of his life in lockdown, protecting the people from a virus. But he died of a heart attack instantly, bang, gone. And I just feel like, I guarantee if you'd asked his family, would you rather him have been out and about and enjoying life for 12 months with his family, or sat inside rocking backward and forward in his house, you know, and then die of a heart attack? Would you rather have them 12 months enjoying life together, or would you rather have sat inside and had a heart attack? So I just think that, you know, for me, I'm just seeing these different things happen around me, and I feel like, come on, guys, are we just going to be happy with this now? So I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. I'm sorry to make a political episode. I wanted to get my feelings out. I just wanted to splur. This is my journal, right? This podcast is my journal, and I wanted to get it out. There's a few things in this world that just piss me off, right? And sometimes they're going to be on this podcast. Most of the time, I'm an upbeat guy, and don't get it wrong. Last week, I've had a great week. I've had a really, really great week. I've got tomorrow off, and I've got Monday off. And it's Father's Day this weekend. I've got a great time off. I'm really going to enjoy it. But it's frustrating. It is frustrating that we can't go and celebrate the way we want. That I can't go and take the team out for dinner as a collective. That I can't go to events anymore and meet people I haven't seen in 15 months. That I can't fly to Madrid and see my friends over there. That I can't go to Miami right now on holiday. These are the things I want to do and I can't do them. And the whole idea of just one more fucking time is just depressing to me. And I feel like I'm banging my head against a brick wall that when I say things like, do you know what? I'm happy just to go and risk getting COVID because I just want to live my life. And if it takes me out, it takes me out. I generally feel that way. And is that weird? That I want to live my life so much that actually, if I do get hit by a car tomorrow or get killed by COVID, I personally don't really care, genuinely. And that's maybe because I'm so okay. I'm so okay with things like that. Like, I'm just like, if my time is now, my time is now. I just want to crack on with my life and live my best life. Because your time could be tomorrow when you spent 15 months in lockdown and a heart attack's got you. Like, that just can generally happen. So sorry for a down in that episode. Sorry for a moan. Sorry for la la la. I needed to get this episode out. I couldn't just sit on here and just act upbeat when that is the process of my thoughts. But business is booming. Business is good. Unfortunately, not everyone's is. And I've noticed that a lot more as of late. More people messaging me saying they're depressed. More people asking me for advice, what to do. How can I pivot? I thought it was only 3 weeks, Pete. Boris said at the start, it'll only be 3 weeks. I only planned for 3 weeks. It's been 15 months. What do I do now? These are all things that I'm getting told. So hope you're all fab. Hope you're not feeling down and out like me at the moment regarding government. I'm fine. Like, I just want to make that really, really fucking clear. I am fine. Business is good. But that's the thing that's pissing me off at the moment. But thank you so much for listening. It means a lot. P.S. 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 Book is booming again. We're at number 7 on the charts. So I don't know what happened. Something happened yesterday. We did like a nice little run from 20th best book in the marketing category to 7th. I think I've slipped down again now, but it wasn't just a bang spike. We've held well. Which, I don't know. I'm not an author, man. God knows. I know some of you have been receiving your book. Sorry for the delay. What actually happened with the delay? Some of you were waiting like a week, 2 weeks for the book, which is madness. Amazon just underestimated the demand, apparently. So they didn't order as many copies to sell. Don't ask me how many they ordered. I don't know. But they sold through. And then they had to get them printed and then dispatched, which is why the delay happened. So apologies if you're still waiting for your book or you've got your book after a long period of time. I appreciate you all. But that is the reason. That is the point to prove. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Love you as always. Appreciate you. Keep smiling. Keep being you and keep moving forward. I'll speak to you guys next week.